pray. Lord, keep us steadfast in thy word. Amen. Let's say that you're taking a course in English composition. Your teacher wants you to write a paper on a subject of your choice. And so with great zeal, you proceed to write your paper. When you get it back, you're horrified to find out that there's an F on the paper. When you ask, the teacher says, your margins are all wrong, you have many incomplete sentences, there are no paragraphs, you didn't capitalize, you didn't use punctuation marks, in short, you didn't follow the rules. Yeah, but you say, I wrote the paper. There is no sympathy from the teacher. Well, there are many people who think this way about religion. As long as you have a religion, it doesn't matter what it is. As long as you really believe. Is that the kind of faith that I've been talking about these past few months? Well, of course not. And this brings me to those passages of Scripture which use the word faith, but are not talking about the activity of believing. Rather, they're talking about the content of what you believe, the content of your faith. Such a passage is 2 Corinthians 13:5. Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? When you write an essay, your professor tests your essay by comparing your work with the rules. If you do not abide by the rules, you're probably going to fail. When God directs us to test ourselves, to examine ourselves to see whether we are in the faith, He also has some set list that indicates what the faith is. A specific set of beliefs that constitutes Christianity. He's not talking about some set of beliefs or any old set of beliefs. It is that specific set given to us by Jesus Christ Himself. The Apostle Paul writes to the Christians in Colossae, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. So the faith refers to that that comes from Jesus Christ, and in this case, which was taught by Paul. Paul did what Jesus commanded when he told his disciples to go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things, whatever I have commanded you. All of these teachings of Jesus constitute the faith. There are many churches that call themselves Christian, but which have departed from the faith. They no longer teach what Jesus taught. Instead, they invent a new religion and call it Christianity. You remember at Mount Sinai, when the people built this golden calf, and then they said, this is your God, O Israel, that brought you out of the land of Egypt. Well, does that mean that that cow of gold really brought them out of Egypt? That was their God? Well, that's absurd. Even so, when people depart from the faith, but still say that their religion is Christianity, it's absurd. But it is, as Paul said, The Spirit expressly says that in the latter times, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. So are you in the faith? I'm not asking you if you believe. I'm asking, what do you believe? Do you believe the teachings of Jesus Christ? Well, examine yourself. Test yourself to see whether you are in the faith. Compare what you believe with what Jesus teaches. What did Jesus teach about himself? About what he has done? About the benefits of his work? About the way that you get these benefits? About the impact of these benefits upon your daily living? And so forth. Jesus is God. Do you believe that? Jesus also became true man. Do you believe that? Jesus lived and died for you. Do you believe that? Jesus achieved forgiveness for all your sins. Jesus credits to your account his own righteousness. Jesus imbued the gospel message with power to cause us to believe these things. Jesus gave the holy ministry as a way to bring this gospel to the world. Now, of course, there's no time to go through all of the things that Jesus taught, not today. The question is, as you look at these things, is this what you believe? If so, you pass the test. You are in the faith. Now, therefore, stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. It is for this that ILC was established, so that through the teachings of Jesus Christ, you would continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you have heard. It is for this that you go to religion class, that you come to chapel, that you go to church, that you read your Bibles. It is for this that you are admonished with the teachings of Jesus Christ, and that you are assured of forgiveness when you repent. For this, that in the end, you will be able to say, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. From now on, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Watch, therefore, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong. We pray. Father in heaven, send us your Holy Spirit so that we will remain steadfast in the faith, abiding in Jesus Christ and him in us until the day of our departure. Then give us our crown of glory for Jesus' sake. Amen. And we close with hymn 334, verse 1.